Avos Perk Aleph, Mishnah Dalet 1-4. And now the personalities of the Mishnah enter a new period, the period of the Zugos, the pairs. That is to say, until this time, we've essentially had a single person being like the Gadol Hador, the repository of the entire Masorah, and passing from one to the next. And now from this point onwards, we're going to have not one, but two leaders of the Jewish people who serve as like as a pair, as a diarchy, where you have the first of the two functioning as the Nasi, the patriarch, who is essentially the head of the Sanhedrin and the representative of the traditional Jewish people to the imperial powers. And then you have the second of the two, who is the Av Bezdin, literally the father of the Bezdin, who essentially is his second in command, is his deputy, who works with him and supports him and is the second voice, and sort of, I guess, the complementary voice in the transmission of the Torah. Now, these two of our Mishnah here, they are Yossi ben Yo'ezer, Ish Tzreida, and Yossi ben Yochanan, Ish Yushalayim. Chazal themselves point out how they're sort of like a transitional feature, transitional period. The Gemara in Sota, Mem Zayin, Mem Beis says, Mishemes Yossi ben Yo'ezer, Ish Tzreida, and Yossi ben Yochanan, Ish Yushalayim. When they died, Bitlu ha'eshkolos. That was the end of the period of the people who were eshkolos, which the Gemara already says, the word eshkolos, which literally means like clusters of grapes, that it's a portmanteau, it's a notricon, it's words smushed together that stand for ish shahakolbo, eshkolot, ish shahakolbo, the man who has it all inside of him. So these are the last two that have the entire Masorah intact. After that, it seems that everybody is sort of fragmentary and the Masorah is being transmitted in aggregate, but not through necessarily one individual person. And therefore Rashi says on that Gemara that it means that Torah ba'amita, they had the Torah in its true form, ve'ein dofi, and there's no sort of like, almost like two-facedness or multifacetedness, u'shicha, nor is there forgetful of it, u'machlokas, nor is there any sort of dispute, internal dispute. Now, the period in which the Zugos operated is essentially most of the 2nd and 1st century BCE. This first pair of two essentially are contemporaries of the well-known Seleucid Syrian Greek oppressor, if you will, which is Antiochus Epiphanes, Antiochus IV, who was a great persecutor of the Jews. He essentially conquered Judea, where the Jews were living, from the southern empire, the Ptolemaic Empire, in the year 175 BCE. And he looked at himself, he called himself Epiphanes, which means sort of like a god incarnate. He looked at himself as the reincarnation of Alexander the Great himself, and he saw that it was his responsibility to sort of Hellenize the world and sort of enlighten them. And therefore, he forced upon the Jewish people to abandon the Torah and to adopt Hellenism in total. And that, of course, the response for that to that was the story of the Maccabees revolt and the Hanukkah story, which began in 167 BC and then Hanukkah 164 BC. Now, there's a more transition here that happens. He was the first to essentially have a Kohen Gadol not serve out his full term, as his full life, and essentially appoint someone. It's the first government appointee of a Kohen Gadol. And it became like a paid position. Whoever could pay the most got it. And so the first Kohen Gadol like this was named Jason. Jason is a Greek version of Yehoshua. And Jason, the high priest, he bought the position. And, you know, from then on, essentially, the position of the high priest essentially becomes a political appointment and loses its stature in the Jewish people. So while that was an effort for the suppression and, you know, of traditional Judaism, it caused the people to turn away from their kohanim, their priestly leadership, and towards essentially the meritocracy of what we might call the rabbis, okay, as opposed to the priests. So kohanim are being downplayed, and then we still have these new people coming in their place. So this our man of our Mishnah here, Yossi ben Yo'ezer, was in fact a Kohen, and he was in fact, like, he was referred to as the Chassid Shebekohuna, the Gemara says in Chagiga. It's actually a Mishnah in Chagiga. So he was in fact a Kohen, and he was like from the great pious of the Kohen. But we're going to transition away from a Kohanic priestly leadership towards like a more meritocratic, like rabbinic, if you will, chacham leadership. Okay, so now, our Mishnah says inside that Yosef ben Ezra Yitzredev Yosef ben Yochanan in Ishu Shalim Kiblu Mehem. They received it from them. Now, that it is the Mesorah, the Torah tradition, Torah Shebaal Peh. But from Hem, the question is from whom? Because Hem is plural. So there are those who learn referring to not just Antigonus, the previous person of the previous Mishnah, but also Shimon HaTzadik. That's historically very challenging. And therefore others learn, like the Meiri, they were talking about they received it from Antigonus and his Bezdin. So that's why that's the them. So what did Yosef ben Ezra say? He said, Yosef ben Ezra Omer, Yihi beischa beis vaad l'chachamim. Your home should be a meeting place for the wise, the chachamim. So what that means is, of course, there's just a general merit in facilitating, you know, doing good things to good people, and all the more so for Kavodah Torah, honoring the chachamim. But also, more sort of importantly, it's a benefit not just to them for having a place to meet, and that's necessary because, of course, in the time of these persecutions, the Seleucid persecutions, Torah is being outlawed, you couldn't meet publicly. Okay? Now, because you meet publicly, it became difficult for the Sanhedrin, therefore, to convene. So you had these little mini meetings, if you will. And here the Mishnah is encouraging you to avail yourself to that need and make it possible. Now, arising from that inability of the Sanhedrin to meet in a formal, consistent kind of way, we now have a major catastrophe that emerges in the Jewish people, which is the beginning of unresolved machlokas. The first machlokas, which persists in the Torah, is a machlokas which emerges in this generation between these two Yosis. It's not the topic of our Mishnah, it's a topic in Chagiga. It has to do with if one is to do smicha, to lean his weight on a offering on Yom Tov prior to it being sacrificed. That is beyond the scope of right now our topic. The point is, it wasn't resolved. Without a Sanhedrin to convene and sort of take a vote and take a formal decision and resolve one or the other, for the first time there's something left unresolved. And this machlokas persists starting in this generation and persists throughout the period of the Zugos as a machlokas. So Rabbi Yossi, went back to the history part. Rabbi Yossi ben Yo'ezer is saying your home should be a place for the chum to meet because there's a need for that. And more than that, not just that it's good for them, but it's good for you because, of course, if you have a chum around you, that will be an influence on you. And if you're going to make your home the meeting place, obviously you're going to have to raise your home to a standard that the chum would be comfortable being associated with your home and being in your home. So therefore, that's going to force you to sort of up your game. So practically, I mean, nowadays you should invite like some rabbi to give a shiur in your house, you know, once a week or something. And of course, that would be a good influence on you and your family and also force your home to, you know, meet the challenge of being worthy of such a thing. Interestingly, the Sephorno and Midrash Shmuel was a student of the Rizal, Sephorno, Rishon and from Italy. They both learn a sort of a different approach to this Mishnah altogether, which I don't think is literal meaning, but it's fascinating. They understand what it says, Yihi beischa beis vaad l'chachamim, your home which be the meeting place of the sages. It's not a mandate to make the home in which you live be the place the chachamim go, but rather the place where the chachamim go is the place which you should identify as like your home away from home, the place where you're kavua, you find yourself on a regular basis, meaning that you should, so to speak, quote-unquote, live inside the beis hamidrash and the shul where the chachamim are. Okay, now the second thing he said was v'hevei mis'abek ba'afa raglehem. Now, the word avak is dust, like the dust that gets kicked up off the ground when someone walks or the like. So mit'abek is a verb form. It's like, makes yourself dusty. Ba'afar, afar is the dirt on the ground. Raglehem, of their feet. So make yourself dusty in the dirt of their feet. So Bartono brings two basic pshatim. The first, he says, you should be walking with them. You should go places, you should follow them around. And if you're following the chacham around, so then, you know, they're going to kick up dust and you'll be so close, it'll get on you as well. You should stick tight to them. His second approach is not to follow them when you walk, rather to sit close to them. In the time of the Mishnah, the way that, in general, shiurim and the like were given, rabbis would teach, they would sit on a safsal, like a bench or a chair, and then all the students sitting around would sit on the floor. That's how it was back then. So the point is, sit on the floor and sit up nice and close, get in the front row seat, so you'll actually be dusty from the feet of the person who's doing the teaching. Get close, you know, and that should have an influence, of course, on you. There's another approach altogether, which is, this is talking about in general, just shimush talmidei chachamim, the requirement to sort of get dusty in the service of the wise man, chachamim. And the Gemara Brachos Tav Zayin says famously, gedola shimusha shel Torah yosem elimuda. service of the Torah and those who are repositories of it is even greater than the study of Torah. So we can't disentangle Kavod Torah and serving the Torah with Talmud Torah, learning Torah. So that's another approach to this line of the Mishnah. And the third thing he said was, Vehevei shose bitzama es divrehem. You should drink their words with thirstily, bitzama. So the idea here is that, as you can, from your own personal experience, know when you're thirsty, so you feel you need to drink. You just need to. It's not a matter of wanting, it's needing. And that's the picture that is trying to be painted here, that you should relate to the wisdom as not something that you want to hear. You don't want to learn Torah, but rather you need it, like someone who needs to drink. You need to learn. This is kihem chayin v'orach chemenu. This is your life and the length of your days. You need Torah. And therefore, you know, when you're thirsty, you appreciate every little drop. And that's the idea here. Again, if you feel like you don't just want to learn, but you need to learn, then every new thing, every new idea is something which is, you know, of great value to. And that, of course, makes you appreciate it more, as the Machzor Vitri says, Machzor Vitri, a Talmud of the student of Rashi. He says, you know, since you're craving it and you appreciate it, therefore it'll make a more lasting, permanent impression inside of your mind. One last point, the Sephorno says that it says here, you should be shose betzama es divrehem, their words, as opposed to something like, you know, divrei Torah, their words of Torah. And therefore he says that it's not just about the Torah they're going to impart to you, but rather, whatever they talk about, as there's a Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tes, Talmud Beis, that says, afilu sichas chulin shel talmidei chachamim, even the chatter of talmidei chachamim, tzricha talmud, is worthy of consideration. One needs to think about it, learn about it, consider it. So too, you should hang out with the chachamim, the wise, and listen with an attentive ear to what they're talking about, not just in Torah, but in all things that they have to say are worthy of your time and attention and consideration.